Okay, good evening everyone and welcome. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is December 10th, 2013 at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. And we are going to start by having our secretary, our Paul Martin from WBAI, call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
John Crumshaw. Marcus Jetter.
Here, can you hear me? Present?
Is that Marcus?
Hello?
John. It's John.
Okay, John is here.
Yes, hi.
Marcus
John
Jetter.
John here.
Okay, John is here. Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
He was here.
All right. Michael Novick.
Come on, we just get here on the line.
Oh, I heard somebody, but I don't.
Did you hear Tony present?
No, I didn't hear Tony present yet.
Okay,
Tony,
so Tony's
on the line.
Can you hear me?
Michael Thomas, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we heard you,
Tony.
Okay, Tony is here. Michael Novick.
Yes, present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Manasia Saba. Raul Salvador. Richard Giselle.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, we have eight. That's a quorum.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so the next order of business is to approve the agenda. I sent it out, and I'm sorry about this, at 5:23 p.m. Pacific, so most of you haven't seen it. But it's a pretty straightforward agenda, so I think I'll just read it out for the stream, and we can decide if it will work or if we want to change it. So item 1, roll call. Item 2, approve agenda. Item 3, approve any pending minutes, which we may not have any of. Item 4 is just a brief chair's report regarding the consolidated budget and the national office budget. Number 5 is national office budget reapproval, which will make sense after item 4. Item 6 is the consolidated budget approval. And number 7 would be the quarterly reports by the two stations that volunteered to provide them this evening, if they are able to. So would anyone like to move approval of this agenda or would like to modify it in any way?
This is Richard. I'll move approval.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, we're done. Okay, good. So on the pending minutes, our Paul was not with us at the last meeting. Richard Giselle volunteered to take notes, and I believe sent them. Is that correct, Richard? I think I saw them.
Yeah, I sent them to you. They're real rough.
Okay. Well, I guess we should probably approve those. Our Paul, is there another set that we haven't approved? I haven't looked at
the office. I don't think I sent them to everybody. I don't think I sent those that I had to everybody. I sent them to you, but I didn't know what format y'all had or whatever. I just had the facts.
Okay. So how about this? How about we have Richard send his rough notes to R. Paul. R. Paul, if you could, I guess, format them in our usual format. Would that be okay? And then you can bring them back to us as pending minutes at the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Paul, is that okay?
Yeah, I'm typing as we're doing it.
Okay.
Did we approve last time the outstanding minutes from the previous meeting?
No, you weren't here, so we ignored it entirely.
Okay. Okay, we have the minutes then of... Let me get right up here. They're extremely short. Let's see, where am I? Here we are. We have the minutes from one of the October meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we approved October.
Well, we did. Let me go left here. Aren't we all in love with the way Yahoo has changed the format of calls?
Don't bring it up.
All right. There's. I have up there the minutes from October 29th.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because we would have approved the ones before that on November 26th. Okay, so I know that it's been a while.
If necessary, I could read these, because these are really, really short, if people want that.
Would people feel more comfortable moving these forward if they could hear them read out loud?
Well,
I don't remember what they said myself.
Let's put them off, and we've got actually some substantial things to talk about tonight.
Well, how short are they, Arpa?
Let me bring this up and look at it right here. 29. One second. I need to use for a second.
Okay.
It's one page. It's half a page.
Half a page.
Basically,
okay.
It's who attended, a committee status report, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I heard Barbara ask for a postponement.
Okay.
I worry about postponing too much because then we start forgetting about things.
I don't have a strong feeling. Nobody responded, so I just said that.
Yeah, but if we can all remember that we have to do three sets of minutes at the next meeting, I'm okay with it. Okay, so let's do that, and let's just make it a group responsibility to remember. What?
Can you hear me?
You're a little muffled, but yeah.
Sorry about that, but I would really favor having it short. Please just read it so we can get that out of the way.
Okay. Well, we have the really favor and the not so strong, so we'll go with the really favor. Our Paul. You read these minutes, and then we'll just have one outstanding set.
Okay. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, October 29th, 2013. Meeting convened at 9:05 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Jim Boyd, John Cromshaw, R. Paul Martin, secretary, Tony Norman, Michael Novick, Tracy Rosenberg, chair, Manager Saba, Richard Uzel, Barbara Whipperman. Agenda. Approve minutes. Committee status report. Approve minutes. 9:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Motion. Tracy Rosenberg. To approve the minutes of the October 22nd, 2013 meeting. Passed. 8-4-0 against 1 abstention. Committee status report. The chair reported that the NFC has approved all 7 divisional budgets, and they'll be brought to the PNB at its November 8th to 11th, 2013 meeting. The NFC was going to consider the consolidated Pacifica FY14 budget tonight. However, it is not ready. The NFC will meet on November 26, 2013 for its regular meeting. Motion, Tracy Rosenberg to adjourn. Passed without objection. Adjourned, 9:10 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, secretary. That's it. Did people get that?
Yes. Thank you.
Tracy, are you here? I think Tracy dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was presiding on mute. I'm sorry. Thank you, R. Paul. That's great. And I think I can bring myself to move for approval of those minutes. Are there any objections to approving them? As read. Okay. not hearing any. That is done. And our call, if you could take a look at Richard's creation from last week and bring it to us, along with the meetings, along with the minutes from this meeting, we'll approve both at the next meeting, which will be in early January, I believe. Okay, done. Onwards.
Madam Chair, I have something we have to remember before the end.
Okay.
Unless we did it last time. We have a regularly scheduled meeting for December 24th, and we might want to cancel that one.
We did.
Okay, never mind.
We did. We had a process where we all said, no way that we're meeting on the 24th, I think was the process. So I canceled it. The only issue was whether we wanted to reschedule something before the regularly scheduled second Tuesday in January. I hadn't heard that anybody wanted to do that. Speaking for myself as chair, I'm not sure there's a really compelling argument to do it.
Not good.
So does anybody object to not meeting again until the second Tuesday in January?
Well, I thought we had scheduled January 7th.
We had the 7th, yeah.
Because of the fact we were only going to have one meeting in December.
Did we do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh?
See, Jim thinks so, too.
Yeah, I've got that down, January 7th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if everything is square and KPFPX, I'm going to go check. Awesome. Let's see. What do we do? Okay, this will just take me a second to check, and it's probably better to make sure the calendar is consistent with what we think we're doing.
It's on there. Actually, I see it.
Okay. So after tonight, we would meet again on the 7th and the 14th. That sounds good. Okay. So, our Paul, you can record for the minutes that the meeting on the 24th was previously canceled, and NFC meetings are scheduled for Jan 7 and Jan 14. Okay, so I'm going to proceed on to item 4, which is just a brief CHIS report about the consolidated budget and the national office budget. And then we will move to each one of them. The consolidated budget is completed. I did have to produce it myself. It was sent out to all of you in both Excel and PDF formats. If anybody needs it again, it's right here and I can send it. Okay. In so doing, I discovered two problems, one of which I was aware of previously and one that I wasn't, so I'm just going to tell you what they are. And I think one has a remedy and one really doesn't. So the first problem with the process was that in the process of adjusting the listener income revenue for KPFK, we had lowered it somewhat from the original amount that was presented in the management budget. And the adjustment that we made had an impact on shared services. And unfortunately, that impact wasn't carried over to the national office budget. The problem for us was that the KPFK budget was already passed before the national office and consolidated budgets got to us with the wrong figures, or before the national office budget got to us with the wrong figures. So since we can't go back and readjust the KPFK budget, I simply corrected the figures going forward in the consolidated. It's not a huge amount, but since we can't really retroactively reapprove the KPFK budget since it's already gone through national, I just decided we would leave well enough alone. Can someone kind of mute their phone? This heavy background noise. Hello? Ruffling person? That's better. So the second item we actually can do something about because it's in the Pacifica National Office, which is a budget that we haven't yet approved. And I would like to make a change and get approval of it. So let me just explain what it is. In the salaries and related expenses category of the budget, when you break it down, lines 6100 and 6101, the accounts, are the payroll taxes, FICA, which is federal, and Social Security, and SUI. SUI is state unemployment and disability. In most cases, and I think those of you that are treasurers will know this, your payroll tax or FICA is in the vicinity of 8 to 9% of your overall gross payroll. Your SUI is considerably lower than that. It's generally in the vicinity of about 2%. And in the national office budget, we had a weird number for SUI. We had payroll taxes, or we had federal taxes at $42,000 on a payroll of $585,000. And then we have SUI taxes at $37,000, which is kind of way too much. And when you look at, for example, the SUI taxes allocated for KPFA or KPFK, with payrolls more than twice the size of the national office, the SUI is about a third. So it kind of can't be $37,000. So I would like to take that number down, and then the question is the reallocation of those funds, and I have a recommendation with regard to that based on the earlier conversation, and I'll just leave it at that. So once we take care of that item in the national office budget, we would move to the consolidated budget, and that would be it. So does that make sense? Does anyone have any follow-up questions?
I have one question. So you're suggesting allowing some funds that would be freed up by not having $37,000 in SUI to be applied someplace else? Or you're just going to reduce expenses altogether?
That's for the committee to decide. I'm saying that the expense is overstated.
Mm-hmm.
We should reduce it.
Right.
And we have the option to reallocate it somewhere else or just send it in with a larger surplus.
So you have recommendations, what you think we should do.
Yes, I have a suggestion. And other people can make suggestions. It can be rejected. Whatever happens, happens.
Let's hear what your suggestions are.
Okay. Yes. As soon as we get to it. Are there any other questions about just the informational report?
Okay. Awful. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing six things at once here. So the national office, I thought we had done that. We didn't?
Yes, we did. And what I'm saying is that when I was putting together the consolidated, because
right,
I had to pull them all out and add them all up together, I saw this error, and I wanted to fix it, but I realized that I couldn't really fix it without going back to the national office budget.
I get that part. I'm just wondering...
You're in a Robert Smoles quandary, right?
No. That's not my quandary. My quandary is that Windows Explorer just crashed. Pardon me. Do we need to go back to the budget spreadsheet for the national office right now, or is this?
That is kind of what we would be doing next. Yeah.
Okay. So. I don't have that up. I'm just making sure we have to get that. So now I'm going to go there and grab that. And that's from the 22nd of October. Was that it? Okay, I'm sorry. I got it.
It's okay.
We'll find that. Okay. That was my question. I just need to bring that up
okay.
so I can follow.
No, it's fine. Anybody else have any questions or confusion? Okay. So we'll take a second and pull out the National Office spreadsheet.
I have, okay, this would be NO Budget 2014 V-1016-13-1253 NFC working as of 1024.xls. I'm sure you caught all of that instantaneous.
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at the PDF. Let me get out the Excel spreadsheet. It's opening.
Ow.
Oh, that's the consolidated. That's not what I want. National Office. Okay. Okay, so it's the P&O budget. With a direct expense total of $730,000, joint expenses of $2,348,000, and total expenses of $2,340,000, with a surplus of $7,391,000.
Last two numbers again?
You want the last two numbers? Total expenses, in if you're looking at the right spreadsheet, for budget 2014, line 31, should be $2,340,000.
Okay,
the surplus should be $7,391.
Yeah, I have $2,355,900 for line 31, so that must mean that the latest one I have isn't the latest one.
That's too bad.
Okay, line 31.
Would it be helpful for me to resend it out, which I can do?
No, I should have it here. It's $2,342,000?
$2,340,000 even. Well, let me put this up to 100% so I'm doing it correctly. I think so.
Could you just resend some of it out? Send it out? I'm having
$2,340,900. Okay, Tony, you want to resend it? Okay. I'm going to do that. National Office and Archives Budgets. Now budget 2014.
Okay, I'm just going to send out a clean copy to everyone. Okay, it's coming.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Okay, so let's try to get through this as quickly as we can.
10-16-13-12-53.
Yeah, it has a lot of weird codes. I don't know. Okay. So basically, go back and see what the same number is. I believe it's 9731. Well, that's not the right. Oh. There we go. Okay, so basically the number that we were given in the national office sort of draft budget, and I apologize for missing this, on SUI was $37,000. $37,066. In general, state unemployment and disability insurance is not that large a number. You can take a look at the other budgets and see how these items are budgeted and what our actuals were. So the recommendation is that we take it down. I looked up the percentage that we had paid in previous years, and suggesting that we work with a number of, I did this based on math, it's a certain percentage of the first $7,000 per employee, and then a much smaller percentage after that. And I'm going to suggest that we take it down to about $7,000 from the $37,000. I believe the number that I used in the consolidated budget was 7,066. For comparison with the other stations for SUI, KPFK budgeted $16,000, KPFA budgeted $19,000, KPFT $5,500, EAI $5,977, WPFW $9,700, and the Archives $3,038, which is pretty consistent for the sizes of the payroll. So I'm suggesting the national office would be at 7,066 based on the size of their payroll. I think Washington might have overestimated it too, but nowhere near as extensively. So that gives us a difference of about $30,000 in the national office budget. And the recommendation that I would like to make is when the national office budget came to us, it came to us with a request for additional staffing in a number of areas. One of those areas was in development. And if people will recall, we cut that back or left it, you know, pending certain things changing. So what I wanted to recommend was that we put this back into the development consultant position that we had basically cut out, since I think that's probably the most directly revenue-generating thing we could do. We had cut the position out. Other development expenses.
Question?
Yeah.
Was that the priority next thing that we didn't fund?
I'm sorry? That was the priority that Summer had expressed. So what I end up doing is allotting $40,000 towards development work for the national office.
So what we'd left in there was $10,000. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And originally I think it had been in there at something like 30 or 35, and we had to cut it.
What line is the development on?
It's line 6780, other development expenses. And I believe that we'll end up with pretty much the same surplus that we started with. 7,000, you know, 200 or 300.
For 6780, which is line 116 in the Excel spreadsheet, I have 25,000 in there right now. Is that right?
Yes. However, when you adjust down the shared services from KPFK, as we discussed, don't really have it there anymore. Because the KPFK numbers were not correct. The CFO never lowered them when we lowered the revenue projections from KPFK.
This is Jim. I have a question on a development position.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the newly found revenue, that's around 25,000 or 20,000?
30,000?
Okay. So if you're talking about hiring a staff position, if it's above halftime, that would be benefits. If it's below halftime, you'd be having somebody part-time in a development position.
I think what was envisioned when the position was described to us, and this was in the budget, came out, and the question is whether it goes back in. It was described to us as an allocation for consulting, not as a staff position. And that's why it's not added to salary and benefits. It's just in account 6780. as a development expense.
Do you know if that's a very focused consultant, or is that just a wish and they want to hire someone who could come in and make more money?
Well, we had this discussion with Summer about what this was during the national office, you know, presentation. And my recollection of what they presented to us was that it would be a contract person for a period of time who would be contracted to send out some grant proposals, write development mailings, and call major donors. I don't know. Basically, by the time you reduce shared services down to the right level for KPFK, and then put in this extra money from SUI, the net change is about $15,000 or $20,000. So the question is, do you just want to show that as a surplus, or do you want to allocate it in accordance with, I guess, the expressed priorities, which is what I was trying to do.
Barbara for the staff.
Yes, Barbara.
Well, my question is, Jim sounds like he's questioning the wisdom of this, and a few minutes ago Richard made some remark that sounded similar. I'm not sure. But I just want to know, are people thinking that's not a good idea? It sounds like a good reallocation to me.
Yeah. Can I respond to that, Ms. Jim?
Yeah.
I guess good development people are expensive, and generally they don't want to work a little bit here and there, and it sounds more like this is a part-time, almost secretarial position to do manual labor to look like the mailings. I mean, for $15,000, that's not much of anything. And if that's what it's going to be, that's fine. But I...
No. It was $25,000. After this adjustment, it's up to $40,000.
Okay.
Let me say that more clearly. I'm sorry. I was fiddling, and when I looked at this, it was about a week and a half ago, so I had to get it straight again.
I was hoping that the national office would get someone that was a little more permanent, and they could set up more of a development program instead of kind of a scattershot. And if it was in just your description of what they want it to be, it really is kind of unfocused. And I'm wondering if I just don't know if they get 40 grand back. So 40 grand in. You know, I mean, raising money is difficult, and especially if somebody's coming in. And it doesn't sound like, it sounds like it's more of a central office generated person. It's not someone that's going to go out to the stations and help them. And so it seemed like it would be, if it was more focused on saying, we're going to get someone to write grants for this amount of money.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get someone, and they are going to be cold-calling on major donors, and it's this much money. But it sounds like there's one person, from what you said, Tracy, and their idea is they're just going to go in there and do something. And that's just money down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, actually, I think that's a little pessimistic picture, Jim, and I feel the experience that we've been having with Goalbusters at KPFA, these are seasoned people who have a lot of skills, and I believe they've been giving us good help, but it's, you know, a consultant situation. And I don't know if Summer had in mind having those folks be the consultants. I wouldn't think that would end up with just more clerical help to send letters. I don't know if anybody knows what consultancy they were thinking about, but I think it is possible to get quite skilled consultants who, you know, I agree, we're not in a position to hire a full-time, highly paid, with benefits person to do this. And one of the things you said a minute ago, Jim, about if this person were going to go out and help the stations, I guess I would also wonder if the idea wasn't to have this consultant or consultant firm help the foundation. You know, I'm not quite sure. It sounds bigger if you're going to go out and help the various stations, but the Pacifica Foundation office could certainly use fundraising help.
But, you know, I was just questioning, you know, that was an option, and I didn't get an idea there was focus to say that it wouldn't include that. It just seemed to be someone to kind of go in there and figure out what was needed and then do it. And that's kind of, that's a pretty broad mandate.
Well, these consultants that we've had did do some, you know, research and looking over our situation and our list of donors and so on before they embarked on some of these things they've undertaken.
Richard, to the back.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Barbara was asking about the things that I had said earlier. I think I was just trying to remember what there were several things that in the national office budget that were not to the level that they wanted them to be. One of which was HR, I think.
Yeah. They mentioned HR, they mentioned development, they mentioned national programming help.
I'd almost lean toward HR or legal even. Just put it in the legal. You know, if it was in legal, they're not going to run out and try to spend it on lawyers if it's sitting in legal.
Yeah, we could do that. It's a possibility.
I'm a little concerned that, like Jim's saying, that may not be enough to really do something for development. But Barbara's right too. You know, there are some contracting things that can be done. We're kind of reaching over into the dark spot where we don't know what's over there exactly, and it's hard to figure where to put that.
Well, I mean, basically, guys, we just need to
decide
where we want to put it. I don't, you know, it's not great for budgets to come back, that I couldn't provide a balanced consolidated budget until I did something with the money. So I put it into a category, and there's no reason it has to stay there. It can be anywhere. It just has to be somewhere in terms of where it's allocated. So I really just kind of want the committee to make a decision.
Well,
thank you, John, to the stack.
Yes, John, go ahead.
It seems to me that where you put it is good, because that additional money certainly could provide extra resources, and it seems like it's a category that is moving in the right direction, so I would favor leaving it there.
Do we need a motion?
So moved.
I second.
So is your motion to leave it in development?
That's what you meant, John, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm seconding.
Okay, so that's on the floor.
Okay, can we get the exact, how do you want to put that exactly for the minutes?
The motion would be to approve the placement of the funds in the category that...
Other development.
Development.
So that is line 116, correct?
Account 6780.
6780.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So so it would be to approve the placement.
Michael, to the Slack, am I audible?
Let me read what I have. I think we have to put it in to approve the placement of the funds recovered from the SUI excess. Put that in.
Yeah. Very good.
In the development category, line 116, general ledger, what is it again?
6780.
6780. Okay. Motion is to approve the placement of the funds from the SUI excess in... To approve
Why'd
the placement
you just
of
use
the funds from the, of the funds for the SUI excess into the development category, line 116, GL 6780.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, Barbara, go ahead.
Since these budgets get, reprinted and so on, why don't you just skip the line and just use the GL account? You know what I mean?
Okay, if other people think that's the better idea, although I do endorse the idea that while we're talking about it, we talk about the Excel lines, because those are easier to find.
Mm.
But I can cut that out if there's no objection.
Well, I don't care. I was just remembering all the different versions we get of these things.
I would say, John Stack, that for the purpose of clarity, it would be good to know where it was, at least as of this meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there any discussion, further discussion on the motion? Okay, then I guess we'll go to a vote on the motion. I hear that some people are kind of uncomfortable with it, which I feel bad about. But, you know, as always, it's a recommendation. My feeling is that these are the expressed priorities that we heard from the national office and that we kind of endorsed in the budget. So it's somewhat consistent with what we already did. But if people feel that it's not the right thing, they can vote against it. So, our call, are we ready to vote?
Okay. Do you want to ask if there's objection?
GM, I object.
Okay, that's it. Let me put this in here. And here we go. The motion is to approve the placement of the funds from the SUI excess into the development category, line 116, general ledger 6780. Jim Boyd.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Manager Saba? Raul Salvador? Richard Guzel?
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Okay, I have 6-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, terrific. All right, so I will send the revision to the Pacifica National Board. They haven't approved it yet or unlikely to get to it by Thursday, so it'll be fine. Okay, so that brings us to the consolidated budget. The consolidated budget is, as a result of the motion that we just passed, correct? Does everyone have a copy of it? Would you like another copy?
Tracy, can I ask kind of a side question here? Do you know what version of Excel this is?
I believe it was done in Excel 97 to 2003. It's .xls. I didn't send it in XLSX format because I know some people have trouble handling it. Are you having trouble opening it?
No, it was just a different format, and it's a little slow, so I was just curious. Maybe it's just the way it's reacting on my computer.
Yeah, it's the same format that I usually use. It's not different in any way.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I said a couple of things when I sent this out, and I'll just restate them briefly. Which is that what it basically does is run through our chart of account and put in the numbers from each of the divisional budgets, all 7 of them, and total them on the right. It does not do a month-by-month breakdown because I didn't have the time or the equipment to do it. But you do get a total for the year. And a divisional side-by-side comparison. Because each of the divisions has their own sort of eccentricities about how they categorize things, sometimes the heads look a little weird. And again, that has to do with the individual allocations that stations choose to make. They're not the same from station to station. So you will see certain categories where certain stations are allocating a whole bunch of money and others where stations aren't allocating any money. And it runs through an income summary, expenditures by category, net income, capital, and then details on the expenses by category. And I am confident after a whole lot of checking that the numbers do match up with all the divisionals. Although you're free to check on me. So are there any questions or anything that doesn't look right to anybody?
Our poll is, okay. All right, looking through BAI, I know the BAI better than others. It's looking about right in the big numbers. So, for BAI, it looks okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you know.
And whole numbers, no sense. That was another sanity call.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so forgive me. Some people put their budgets with sense, but it didn't happen for the consultant.
Yeah. I've mentioned that. Well,
Well, however long you guys want to take to look at it is absolutely fine. But at some point, you probably need to move towards approving it. Or not.
Weren't you hoping to approve it tonight?
Yes, I was. Because I didn't want to
wait
until January. I mean, that's after the end of the first quarter, for Christ's sakes. Okay, so I'll jump out on the list. Would anybody like to
Michael,
move to
the Michael, to the stack with just a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
On the Excel spreadsheet version that I got, for some reason, where it says Lion 5000 listener support, it's all number signs except for KPFT. Is that some glitch on my version? Or
that would be...
The PDF version shows the amount.
Okay. I don't see that on my Excel version, but what generally causes that is the width of the columns, so it may have squished your columns.
Yeah, okay.
And if you go to the top...
That's it. There you go. Thank you.
And widen it.
Yes, so great. Thank you.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. That was the gem and all on one page. It's always a project with these things. You can also go up to the Zoom and make it slightly smaller if you have to, or bigger.
We're talking about the consolidated, right?
We are.
I move that we approve it.
I second.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the consolidated budget?
No.
No. Anybody else? Okay. Sounds like it's approved. Thank you, guys. As always, the budget process is arduous. And thank you all for your hard work and hanging in there with it. Okay. So we only have one other item.
And thank you, Tracy, for putting this thing together.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark Paul.
Really?
It was not what I wanted to do, but after enough time went by, I figured that it was kind of what we had to do. So
it's a good document.
I'm glad it's done. Okay. So we only have one more thing tonight, which is two of our stations we're going to do sort of quarterly budget reviews. Again, all of them are sort of facing some somewhat incomplete information, but we wanted you to work with what you had and give us as much as possible. The point of a sort of a quarterly budget review is to look at the last quarter of 2013, and in fact, really all of 2013, and take a look at what was budgeted, what was planned for, what actually happened, what some of the major discrepancies are, and what we need to learn from that. So, in the minutes that Richard sent me, I'm trying to remember which stations were up tonight.
KPFK and WBAI.
WBAI and Pemukwan? KPFK?
K,
okay.
And the other three of us are January 7th.
Okay, that sounds right. So, Michael, Jim, who would like to go first? I'm sorry, Michael or Paul?